great American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, April 25th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog. And I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, Customer Service. It's becoming impervious. Remember the days when you could pick up your phone, call your bank, call your utility company, call your chosen airline to make a reservation, call the phone company. Heck, call anybody that was a provider of anything that you, the consumer, were using. And amazingly, most times, a human being would actually answer the phone, and most of the time, they spoke fluent English, the language of this once great nation as well. Well, sadly, those days are gone now, folks. Slowly, over time, greed, artificial intelligence, the manipulation of the human populace into slave labor, the love of profit over human compassion, the lack of respect for your time. Real commerce, real trade, has been slowly replaced over time with what our politicians have legislated into existence for decades now. The illusion of real, satisfactory trade has slowly been replaced with fair trade. Fair trade. Whatever is fair. Outsourcing American jobs to slave labor for profit, in their mind, well, that's fair. Outsourcing services to call centers overseas for profit. Forget about the stress you endure and the time you waste trying to translate their broken English. That's fair, isn't it? Demeaning both the quality of American-made as well as implementing the stress of having to deal with the long wait times and speaking to a person 9,000 miles away that not only doesn't have a clue about commerce in America, but also, most times, doesn't even have full command of the English language. Once, many years ago, you could call about anyone in business and speak to a human with cordial interaction. In today's world, however, for the most part, customer service has become impervious. They don't care about you anymore, folks. They are driven by the money, and the courtesy of customer service has become, well, from their perspective, an unnecessary byproduct. Now, there are exceptions, even today. However, those exceptions are few. In personal experience of recent commercial dealings over the past couple of years, I can only think of two establishments that I would give a 5-star rating for their offerings. Those two would be In-N-Out Burger. Exceptional product, exceptional service, and an exceptional price. I would also rate the internet provider Xfinity with the same 5 stars for the very same reasons. But overall, real trade being replaced by fair trade has affected in many cases the quality of the product, but even more annoying, the customer service behind the product. In my world experience, to build and to have a sustainable, profitable enterprise, both must go hand in hand. Now, how many of you out there have called your bank and you get, "For English, press 1. And then it changes to Spanish for the balance of the directions. If it goes with the prompts that seem like an eternity, "If you know your party's extension, and by the way, I don't, press 2. If you wish to apply for a loan, press 3. If this is regarding your checking account, press 4. If this is to inquire about your balance, press 5. If you wish to report a stolen or lost credit card, press 6. So, since your call is for none of the above, you press a button and cross your fingers, hoping that whoever answers may direct you to the proper department. So you patiently listen to soft, soothing music while your precious time is being wasted, designed psychologically to keep your blood pressure from rising as you wait. And then, after a time, the music stops. You hear a click, thinking someone has finally answered. Instead, here's what you get. "We are currently experiencing high call volume due to fill in the blank. Your estimated wait time is fill in the blank. Or you can leave us a callback number and a representative will call you when it's your turn." Folks, I've waited for as long as an hour and a half, whether on the phone or giving a callback number on several occasions, and have not gotten a call back at all and had to start all over again. And guess who with? My own bank. We now find, and by the way, if you finally do get through to somebody or walk into the bank, they'll tell you you have to make an appointment. We now find as well that dealing with an American in any of these endeavors is become increasingly more rare. It's becoming almost non-existent. Have a problem or want a reservation with Uber, with cheap tickets, with Travelocity, with Expedia, with any internet wireless carrier, with cell phone providers, with many hotel chains, and I could go on and on and on and on and on, and you will find yourself dealing with a call center in India, in the Philippines, or some other third world country whose employer exploits them and pays them pennies for their service. Oh, lovely, polite people. But the language barrier to be hurtled upon connection many times nullifies that soft music they play as you await their arrival in anticipation. A spinoff from the Chinese slave labor that's been weaving your cheap Walmart clothing now for decades. And there's an old saying that says, lead by example. Pick a product, any product, whether it be an appliance, a vehicle, a tool, or a service, whether it be medical, legal, financial, or otherwise. And this country was built on the pride of its marketing foundation, a desirable product backed with customer service. There is a chain of events that must happen. Folks, nothing is sold until it reaches its final destination. But first, it must be manufactured. The parts must be properly installed by the workers. They must be inspected, tested, verified, in some cases by government certification. And none of this is free. All of it has a cost. Before it can be brought to market, it must first be agreed upon by contract of who will market it, as well as how it is to be shipped. Nothing is sold to anyone unless it is first transported by a ship, by a train, by a plane, or a truck to its marketing outlet. And these people also need to be paid, or the product doesn't reach its destination. And you can pick a product, any product, whether it be a box of cereal, a cut of meat, a toaster, a blanket, a sofa, a refrigerator, any product. All of those underlying costs must be factored in, providing for an end profit. Or guess what? The marketing doesn't work, period. There is an integral way of marketing, and there is an underlying impervious way of marketing. Scamming, if you will. A desirable product goes hand in hand with good marketing and good customer service. A good product can be marketed badly, depending on the motives of the people behind it. And there are different types of marketing, folks. There is wholesale. There is retail. There is multi-level, which sprung up in the last 60 years or so. And in every experience that I've had with multi-level marketing, from Shackley to Amway to Carrot Bars to We Care Cosmetics and countless others I've encountered over the years, everyone I've ever been involved with or been pitched by had one thing in common. Their price was always significantly higher than a similar product offered through conventional marketing, and there is and has always been an underlying reason for this. And that reason is, in multi-level, there are, in the case of Price International, you folks are familiar with them, in the case of their marketing plan, 128 nameless, faceless people in their upline profiting in some way off every sale of a Price Itera 1. Now, I'll get to that shortly, but first, I'm truly saddened, folks, to report this. This problem that I'm talking about right now has ascended all the way to the White House as the man currently occupying the seat in the Oval Office is completely impervious to the American people he is supposed to represent. And I'm talking about Joe Biden himself. Traitorous marketing, putting the entire country at risk for his love of power and money. And I'm talking about influence peddling, marketing his influence to foreign countries in exchange for millions of dollars paid by these countries to himself and members of his family, selling out his people and his country's safety for monetary gain, a traitor to this nation and to all of its people. Now, the House Republican oversight investigations are currently underway, and they are revealing through subpoenaed bank documents. Representative James Comer, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they are just a couple of them on the committee that are exposing this. Now, there's a post that has been put up, and if it won't, it'll be put up shortly, on April 22nd, titled Biden's Corrupt Web is Unraveling Before Our Eyes, and it's by Michael Goodwin. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but I'm going to give you a couple of excerpts, but the exposures of the documents that have been read by this House Investigations Committee include testimony showing how a group of retired intelligence officials influenced the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, effectively proving the existence of the corrupt deep state. And there are also claims from an IRS whistleblower that federal law enforcement agencies are giving favored treatment to President Biden's son in a long-running probe, and that Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress about the case. And also, rumor has it, and I just ran across another article earlier today, thanks to Peter in L.A., and thanks to him for these articles as well, that Biden may very well be hiding in the White House to avoid being taken to jail because of the illegitimate son that he has by a stripper. This is what we've got in office, folks, the family. The implications of these developments are enormous. And while there is still much to be learned by this congressional investigation, it is possible that investigators are on the cusp of revealing one of the largest scandals in the history of American politics. I'm talking about a scandal that makes Watergate just look like a Boy Scout meeting. I'm talking about Benghazi looking like, you know, a Girl Scout camp. This is absolutely beyond the pale, folks. Now, I want you to read that article on the RBN website, okay? Again, it's titled Biden's Corrupt Web Unraveling Before Our Eyes. That isn't the complete subject of my report today, but I wanted to bring that to your attention. And then there's also this post, and this is, again, on the RBN website. Marjorie Taylor Greene reveals disturbing new details about a white slavery ring that Hunter Biden is linked to. And a quote from Marjorie Taylor Greene regarding the financial report that she read, which was over 2,000 pages, folks. She read over 2,000 pages of financial reports in the Treasury about all of the Biden family members receiving millions of dollars through limited liability companies like Burisma from Ukraine and dozens of other LLCs that were opened and closed to launder money from foreign countries and pay the Biden family members. And I can't help but wonder, as all these Americans out there are still paying their taxes, if any of them paid taxes on all the money they laundered. Or what about the LLC called Owasco, and that's spelled O-W-A-S-C-O. Google it if you like. Owasco, Hunter Biden owned it and paid countless prostitutes, even from Russia and Ukraine. And the report states it was a human sex trafficking ring, folks. And the report estimates that there were 28 customers paying the sex slaves. Americans go to jail every day in this country for much less. Some even for walking in the Capitol for a few minutes on January 6th. It was and still is all much bigger and much worse than people thought. But the most dangerous part is that the Bidens have created an international crime enterprise around Joe Biden's powerful vice president and presidential seats. Which means, and this is a quote from Marjorie Taylor Greene, which means our entire country is compromised because of Joe Biden and the Biden family crime syndicate. And I encourage you folks to go in and read the full article that's posted on RBN's website. Owasco, Hunter Biden owned it, and Joe Biden got kickbacks from it. A sex trafficking ring, folks. Prostitutes, sex slaves being farmed out to high-paying customers run by Hunter, with his daddy profiting. And like I said, right now, Hunter seems to be running from the law on this child that he parented with one of these strippers. Got to take a break. More to come. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report, with a pretty spicy report today. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Three stupid mistakes turned into shootings. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. In the span of 6 days, there have been three shootings, one of which was deadly, because of innocent mistakes. Two cheerleaders were shot in the parking lot of a Texas grocery store on Tuesday when they accidentally got into the wrong car. On Saturday, a group looking for a friend's house in New York pulled into the wrong driveway, where one of the group was shot to death by the homeowner. Last Thursday, in Missouri, a teenager was shot when he went to the wrong house looking for his twin brothers. Now, I own guns and rarely leave my house without one. I believe in the Second Amendment, but there is a responsibility that goes with the right to bear arms. Get trained, and not just once. Continue training. It is trigger-happy people like these that will cause us all to lose our right to keep and bear arms. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free training videos for members. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then...
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. You know, I have to laugh. Sometimes Julie's in charge of bringing this, you know, this the lead-in music back from the breaks, and it's so right dead on. What condition, my condition, was it? What condition is your condition in, folks? Okay, with all of this stuff going on. I mean, prostitutes, sex slaves being farmed out by high-paying customers run by Hunter with his daddy profiting. I mean, talk about customer service being impervious. I mean, it's likely a good product being run by some really corrupt people, i.e. Hunter Biden, with this, the likely approval of his daddy and its kickbacks, illegal marketing to boot. Hopefully, James Comer, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, and other Republicans can put an end to this through their investigations and the testimonies. I don't hold out a lot of hope because I remember Trey Gowdy grilling Hillary Clinton over Benghazi, you know, busting her left and right. Did anything ever happen? No. We've got a corrupt Department of Justice. We've got a corrupt FBI. We've got a corrupt intelligence agency all signing off on Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian propaganda, which we know now is a lie. How do we right the ship? How do we plug the dam? How do we pump out the leaks in the Titanic? But
Let's get back to Pryfe as an example of a good product in some cases being marketed badly. And it's not that Pryfe isn't trying, folks. Let me tell you, a few years ago, four Asian businessmen, renowned in their respective fields, top of the line in two direct commission salesmen and two expert multi-level marketers, got together and made a deal with a Chinese manufacturer of a terahertz wand to market it internationally. They started the company, Pryfe International, and launched it as an MLM company. They recruited downline, and it expanded into dozens of countries globally because it's a good product, folks. I have two of them. Okay? They work. They instituted rigid company protocols as to how the product was to be marketed to protect them from any possible future liability. And I've read those protocols. I've read some of them on my show in the past. Their idea was solid. And though they cannot be faulted for their product, as it is a desirable product, when you recruit millions of people from around the globe, you get a basket full of results. Some with a desire to help. Some with a desire for profit. And the fruits of their labor always surfaces by their actions, not their words. And a prime example of an integral Pryfe marketer would be none other than Ingrid Castle. She's an RBN host who literally bends over backwards to train, to instruct, and to educate both her users and her downline of sellers. Ingrid obviously isn't in it for the money. She is in it to help people and provides a great customer service. Now, through experience and research done on the terahertz wands, their pricing, and their marketing practices, there was a decision made that indeed the wands have value and are helpful in promoting new cell growth and improved well-being. And both wands, make no mistake, folks, regardless of what you hear, both of these wands are manufactured in China, not Malaysia, and both wands have a base price upon completion and before distribution of somewhere around $25. This is before all other costs are added in prior to getting the product to the customer. Now, in Pryfe's case, their costs are added in to provide compensation to their respective upline, their downline, etc. In the terahertz case, the costs are added in for shipping, for storage, for handling, for distribution, and profit, just as Pryfe, though their methods differ. RBN provides the terahertz wand for sale to its audience for a reasonable price. It provides immediate shipping and customer service. RBN receives compensation to support the network for every wand sold. Folks, I personally own two Pryfe iTera wands and one terahertz wand, and I can tell you from my own ongoing experience in their usage, other than a couple of minor design differences, they are exactly the same inside and out. One is promoted at $380 plus shipping and profits many unknown entities. The other is promoted at $264, shipping included, and assists RBN financially in needed revenue. Last month, as some of you may know, the RBN platform, well, gotta take a break again. Boy, that's time's flying when you're having fun here. Let's take a break. I'll get back and I'll tell you what happened with RBN. Stick around, more to come. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Michael Herzog, your host. As I was saying prior to the break, last month, the RBN platform was used to not only attack RBN, but to attack a product that they promote, to attack the commercial you hear to promote the product, but also their platform, the RBN platform, was used to try and raise money from you, their listeners, to fund both a move across country for an unknown IT guy, as well as technical equipment needed for him, someone completely unrelated to or involved with RBN. And there were claims made by an anonymous source that he supposedly used a terahertz one and had a, quote, health emergency. Now, his remedy allegedly was to purchase not one, but two Prifwans. I have to ask you, folks, who would do that? I mean, the attack was both audacious and, truthfully, after listening to it, it was downright stupid, with claims that bordered on the ridiculous. Misinformation, anonymous alleged claims, disinformation, and outright falsities, all designed to discredit a viable product. Now, folks, I have to ask you, if you bought a Tesla electric car and the battery caught fire on the freeway, would you remedy the event by purchasing two Hyundai electric cars? I mean, the very thought is preposterous, yet this supposition was conveyed to the audience while they were trying to dig in your pockets and collect money for some anonymous guy that works for some other network to move to Oklahoma. Really? Seriously? Oh, and by the way, to collect money for all of his new equipment that he needed. And oh, by the way, okay, and Tom Deal attests to this because he's been through there. He's RBN's IT guy. RBN is in bad need of equipment. Same type of equipment, folks. All right? But you didn't hear him on there asking for money to help RBN with renewing their equipment, did you? Folks, all of the RBN hosts, including myself, have been instructed on more than one occasion not to demean, nor to bash, nor to make fun of any other host or advertiser on this network. Those instructions were violated on not one, but two different occasions by those involved as they spread this disinformation, this misinformation, and these falsehoods in their attempts to discredit RBN, an RBN product, and an RBN commercial as they tried to raise money unrelated to RBN. Now, I have to tell you, the commercial that you hear, naturalhealthmedicine.com, it's a website that promotes healthy products, not just a wand, okay? It promotes healthy products that are unpolluted by additives, you know, like the soap you buy in the grocery store that has detergent in it and has all this stuff to, you know, that just like the, what do you call it, GMO foods and all that stuff. They put this stuff in there to make you sick so they can treat you. They can manage your illness. None of these products are polluted by any additives for one to use and enhance their well-being. All these products are designed to do that. I not only promote them, but I use them, folks. And on every product sold off that website, RBN benefits financially. It was designed and offered to benefit its consumers, to provide good customer service, and to assist RBN revenue. It was a win-win-win situation, and they tried to attack it. I personally use their unpolluted soap, folks. It's called cowboy soap. No, I don't smell like a don't. Some of you listeners say, oh, you smell like a cowboy with BO. No, no. It's got a very, very unique scent to it. I don't even use deodorant anymore. I love it so much. Their terahertz wand, I use the terahertz wand, and I can tell you from experience, I feel better. I look better. I don't spend a lot of time talking about myself. I don't like to do that. But I'm telling you, folks, that I feel better. I look better. My skin is smoother. I notice wrinkles subsiding, age spots disappearing. And along with my taking of Extendivite, I have more energy. I just took a shower this morning. I looked at my legs. You know, back a year, a little over a year ago, my left leg was swollen up when I went to the emergency room and they put me on Eliquis. All right, my leg is back down to normal. And I equate that to the use of Extendivite. And I think partially due to the wand. But anyway, I have more energy. I'm complimented, folks, on a regular basis, as I am not hesitant to share my age. And people are astounded when I tell them that I'm in my 74th year. And I attribute all of this to a healthy diet, good supplementation, toxic-free skin and health care, the wand, and Extendivite. And I also use sera-fermented skin care, lotion, okay? It reduces the appearance of scars. It slows down the aging process. It protects against harmful UV rays. It fights against allergies brought on by pollen. It helps control acne-causing bacteria. Brad Pitt's actually got a line that is offering products with the same thing in it, the Cera fermented skincare. It reduces breakouts and inflammation caused by acne. It reduces the appearance of stretch marks, wrinkles, varicose veins, improves skin tone and texture. It repairs elasticity. It increases collagen. Folks, I've used both wands, and in my experience, there is no difference. There is no difference. Regardless of what these people try to convey and try to shove down your throat because they want to charge you $380. And by the way, they don't just want you to buy one. Now they want you to buy two. If you've heard them recently. What do you need two for? One in the bathroom, one in the bedroom? What? Folks, there is no difference. And although if I were to take notice of animal instincts, I would take the advice of my daughter's cat, Oreo, because she used to sleep next to the Pryfe wand, but now chooses to slumber with the Terahertz wand, the little hussy. But folks, I'll tell you what, if you would still prefer paying $400 plus shipping because the name Pryfe is on the label, then I suggest you call Ingry Castle. If, however, you'd like to purchase a Pryfe wand, brand new, still in the box, never used, with a sticker still on the box, I'll be happy to sell it to you for $264, shipping included, as I have two wands, one I've never used. I bought two back in December. One I opened and I've used it. I now use the Terahertz wand instead. But I have one that's never been opened, and I'll be happy to sell it to you for $264, shipping included. And the excess proceeds, I will donate to RBN, and I guarantee you, you will get it in 4 days or less. Not one person, call me if I'm wrong, not one person that has ever bought a Pryfe wand has ever received one in 4 days or less. That's called customer service, folks. They lack in that area. So, Pryfe has made it clear in their marketing protocols not to make any medical claims about their product. And their product has helped many, and others have noticed no difference. Some people give it accolades. I've noticed some changes in my life that I attribute to the wand. Other people have said, didn't do a thing for me. You know, okay, I can't tell you it will or won't help you. The only thing I can tell you is it has worked to a degree for me. There are some things I wish it would have done that it didn't. But I think that at the price I bought it for, which was $264, it was a viable product. It had value. Still does. Okay, so one is $380 plus shipping. The other is $260 or $264 shipping included. Take your pick. Customer service, it's become impervious, folks. The good blend of a product and the building of a company is a viable product with customer service. Put those two together and your business will grow. Take a product, good or bad, okay, and market it badly. And eventually, you know, on those social media sites now, what are they, Yelp and these other things that come up, you get bad ratings and people notice. It's a different world we live in. If you're going to market a product, market it properly. Stand behind it. That's what we do. Anyway, tell you what, I'm going to open the phone lines early here. If anybody has any questions or comments, I've got some other news articles to share with you, but I'll be happy to take phone calls at 512-248-8252 if you have any questions or comments about this. But, you know, the reason I brought this up, folks, is because I want to make it clear to everybody that, number one, people, you know, they say, it was your decision to get – look, I don't have any decision-making power with RBN, but I cannot fault RBN in the least – for disposing of these people, because when you have the audacity to come on a platform and badmouth the people that are allowing you the space on that platform, what other alternative do they have, for crying out loud? That's all I have to say about that, folks. Any input would be welcome. Okay, let's move on. A couple of little odds and ends here, and I'm sure you've already heard this. This is nothing new. I've been so busy, folks, with I've relocated. I've moved from my other location into Tucson, and I also am handling business behind the scenes with an estate. So I haven't been tuning into RBN much lately, so I don't know what's being said by some of the other hosts, but I'm sure that you've heard that Tucker Carlson
is gone. They fired him. And I guess, you know, I guess we knew it was coming because, you know, what was that? What was the fellow's name? Can't remember his name offhand now. Same thing happened to anytime they start moving too far conservative, too far to the right, and start exposing the secrets of what's really going on and pointing it out to the American public. And Tucker Carlson had a listening audience of, from what I read here, 3.5 million. Could have been more. I don't know. But they got rid of him. They got rid of him because people were starting to wake up. The light bulbs were going off saying, hey, wait a minute. You're right. Why are these people in jail for more than 2 years, okay, without going to trial? COVID's an excuse, but that's long gone. Right? They had to get rid of that. They can't have too many people waking up, opening their eyes and rubbing them and get the sleep out of their eyes and say, wait a minute here. You know, there's something rotten in Denmark here, just as I pointed out a few minutes ago about this customer service being impervious with Hunter Biden and a sex slave ring, literally, or maybe, I don't know, the rumor has it, hiding in the White House. He's been seen following Joe and his wife, Jill, to the helicopter to go to Delaware for the weekend and so forth. So I don't know. Maybe the rumor is true. But yeah. What's next for Tucker Carlson? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to do the same thing that a lot of other former hosts have done. What was the girl? And again, forgive me for my memory failing me, folks. The girl was really heavy into exposing Pizzagate. She was a mainstream host. There was another host that was getting close to the truth. Boy, I wish I could remember his name, but he left. He started his own network. From what I understand, they also got rid of Dan Bongino, another conservative host that was pointing out, you know, the inaccuracies and the spin and the lies that are being told by mainstream media. They're all gone. They're all by the wayside. I got another report in scanning over this today because I haven't had a lot of time. Thanks again to Pete in L.A. that BlackRock, that my son had reported on a few weeks ago, owns like somewhere like 54.9 million shares of Fox. Was BlackRock behind this? I don't know. I have to do a little more research, though. I'll tell you what. I wanted to share this with you. Did Biden steal the election? I think we all know the answer to that. But this is by Ron Paul. Okay. He starts off with move over Watergate on or around October 17th of 2020, just a couple of weeks before the election. The senior Biden campaign official, Antony Blinken, remember him, folks? I reported on him several months ago. He called up the former acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, to ask him a favor. He needed high-ranking former U.S. intelligence community officials to lie to the American people to save Joe Biden's lagging campaign from a massive brewing scandal. You see, the problem was that Joe Biden's son, Hunter, had abandoned his laptop at a repair shop, and the explosive contents of the computer were leaking out. And the details of the Biden family's apparent corruption and the debauchery of the former vice president's son were being reported by the New York Post. And of course, with the election less than a month away, the Biden campaign needed to kill the story. So, according to newly released transcripts of Morrell's testimony during those same investigatorial hearings that I just pointed out a few minutes ago, Blinken triggered Morrell to put together a letter for some 50 senior intelligence officials to sign, using their high-level government titles to claim that the laptop story had all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. And it makes you wonder just how many of those 51 high-level officials were either bought off compromise or maybe had participated and bought a few of Hunter Biden's hookers. In short, at the Biden campaign's direction, Morrell launched a covert operation against you and I, the American people, to undermine the integrity of the 2020 election. A letter signed by dozens of the highest-ranking former CIA, DIA, and NSA officials. Well, that would surely carry enough weight to bury the Biden laptop story. And guess what, folks? It worked. Social media outlets prevented any reporting on the laptop from being posted, and the mainstream media could easily ignore the story as it was merely Russian propaganda. And asked recently by Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan why he agreed to draft the false sign-on letter, Morrell testified in this committee that he wanted to help Vice President Biden. He wanted to help him win the election. I hear the music. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Lord, take this badge off me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. As Julie just let in that song, it reminded me, are we knocking on heaven's door, folks? You know, I just buried my sister last month. It makes you start thinking about your own mortality. And I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I know that many of you out there aren't either. But with what's coming down the pike here, with what we see happening with them arresting people, now they're starting to arrest people because they don't like their politics. You know, this black organization that was speaking out against the Ukraine war. Well, now the Biden administration is going after them. But, you know, interesting, you know, Jim Jordan, he asked Morrell why he did this for Joe Biden. And Morrell testified because he wanted him to win the election. And do you know why? Because Morrell, he expected to be named by the President Biden to head up the CIA when it came to time to call in the favors. That's how it works behind the scenes, folks. And the Democrats and the mainstream media have relentlessly pushed the lie that the ruckus inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was a move by President Trump to overthrow the election results. And as we know, hundreds of trespassers were arrested and held in solitary confinement without trial to this day, most of them, to bolster the false narrative that a conspiracy to steal the election was taking place. And it turns out that there really was a conspiracy to steal the election. But it was the opposite of what was reported. Just as the Steele dossier was a Democratic Party covert action to plant the lie that the Russians were pulling strings for Trump, the Russian disinformation campaign letter was a lie to deflect scrutiny of the Biden family's possible corruption. It's beyond just possible. They're doing it, folks, in the final days of the campaign. Did the Biden campaign's disinformation campaign help rig the election in his favor? Well, the polls suggest that Biden would not have been elected had the American electorate been informed about what was on Hunter Biden's laptop. So, yes, they cheated in the election, but it's even worse than that, as we know. Okay? In the 2016 election, you know, by a shock and amazement and a big surprise, they didn't manipulate the machines well enough, and Hillary lost so badly that, well, Donald Trump just snuck in and won. Yeah, they cheated in the election in more ways than one. The Democrats and the mainstream media are still at it, however. Now they are trying to kill the story of how they killed the story of the Biden laptop. And this is a scandal that would, well, once upon a time have ended in resignations, impeachment, and or plenty of jail time if they successfully bury this story. And according to Ron Paul, he hates to say it, but there is no more rule of law in what has become an American banana republic. And it's sad to say, folks, because I don't know about you, and I'm sure you can relate to this, but I see it everywhere I look. Okay? This country has been hijacked. Second hour coming up. Phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. Stick around. More to come. Be right back.
To lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.